Welcome back to Season 5 of The Rock Movers, the podcast for empowered women who are navigating life's biggest transitions, challenges, and moving life's biggest rocks. I'm your host, Karen Gray, and I can't wait for us to get started with today's guest and episode. Are you ready? Let's move some rocks. Welcome back, Rock Movers. Today's guest, we joke, is another good Karen. She is Karen DeLoach, a versatile professional whose expertise in art, acting, and creative facilitation makes her such an entertaining guest today. I just know you're going to love her. We talk about how she has brought creativity into impacting our physical health and how much tapping into that creative side helps us in all areas of our life. She has a BFA in painting and theater. She also believes that creativity is her superpower. And so she just is such a delight. I know that you're going to enjoy this episode, and you'll get to learn about her art as a self-help therapy. So let's dive right into the conversation today with one of the good Karens, Karen DeLoach. Okay, Rock Movers, you heard all about her. So let's dive right into the conversation today with my creative new friend, another Karen, another good Karen, Karen DeLoach. Karen, welcome to the show.
Thank you. It's my privilege to be with you.
I'm so excited for today's conversation because as you guys know, I always screen our guests before we come on. And selfishly, it's because I really want to get to know them. And I also want to give you guys the best insight and opportunity for me to ask the right questions. But I just loved meeting Karen and loved hearing how she is utilizing art to help others move rocks. And especially those with neurodiverse challenges or any kind of neurological challenges. So let's dive right in to how you became the creative art master or sensei almost that you are. Maybe you are sensei. I'm not going to say almost. You are. You are like a creativity. And so how did that come to be? How did that rock get moved?
Oh, thank you. Probably because I was so interested in the creative arts of all kinds, especially the visual and performing arts. My father was an Irish storyteller and so funny. He had been on vaudeville when he was in his youth and
was
always so great at telling stories. So it was kind of in my DNA, if you would. I had a godmother who gave me my first art supplies and just went crazy after that. And I had an experience in my early childhood where I was given paper and crayons by my mom, but they were too small. Use the wall. Of course, it was there. It was
great.
It was perfect.
Of course, perfect canvas.
Huge trouble. But my mom couldn't know that someday I would be getting paid to paint people's walls and do murals and show finishes. But that was way long in the future. But yeah, the arts and theater, long before I got involved in the filmmaking industry, went back to school in my 50s. Because of that whole drive to do storytelling. And, you know, after 4 years of schooling and learning all the different parts of it, I got involved with a group here in the Lowcountry of South Carolina to do theater and to record them to do videos, and been at it ever since. And had the privilege of going to Uganda to a church that rescues young people from the streets, puts them up, trains them up. And I met them, did art with them, and did some storytelling lessons with them because they have stories the world needs to hear.
No doubt.
We were able, since then, that time, to start a film school. And we meet every week that they have internet, which isn't all the time. But as we can, you know, living so many thousands of miles away from each other, we've had a film school, online film school. We just had a premiere of our second film. And they're really interpreting everything that I'm teaching into their Ugandan sensibilities, and they're changing their lives. And this is you know, as you implicated, that finding that the arts bring so much healing and life and restoration and fulfillment and fun into people's lives has sent me on this mission, because I saw it happen for my own life and family, but also for my students. I've been teaching for decades, all ages, and even in college, and seeing how getting engaged with their right brain brought healing, restoration, and all kinds of deliverance from brain fog and mental instability. So I started really studying and investigating all the research that's out there about the healing power of the arts. We've always heard how music soothes the savage beast, and that is so true. It's one of the arenas of the arts. My sons are all musicians, and I know that, you know, being in the arts is a difficult career move, but it doesn't negate the fact that we were all given a right brain that is devoted to creativity. Most of us engaged in it when we were young, but we've kind of lost our way with keeping that part of our brain active and working for us. Because these are the kind of things I learned, that 5 and 6 year olds, 98% of them are listed as creative geniuses, but only 2% of adults. So what happens, you know, in those two decades?
That's a big drop.
Which it's almost
not what life does to us. We should never grow up. There's proof right there. We should never grow up and lose our creativity.
You're right.
Because we are no longer qualified as genius.
That's right. It's half our brain. So it's not just for those who are artistes. And to prove it, one of the studies was at Walter Reed Army Hospital, which is the premier hospital for military. And they had their troops coming back, and they were dealing with their physical wounds, their emotional, mental wounds, and they just weren't having the success they were hoping for. So they did this special program over the summer, and they had some real breakthroughs for these soldiers. And in a survey afterwards, they asked them, what was your favorite part of this summer? Overwhelmingly, they said, art. And these are soldiers. Wow. These are people not identifying as artists. So there's something so basic to us in our humanity that loves the arts, all kinds of arts. And even just looking at art can release serotonin, the happiness chemical. And it isn't predicated upon if it's good art or bad art, or if it's good music or bad music. Here's a great story to you. This one should be encouraging to all your listeners. All of us can benefit from singing in the shower. So do you sing in the shower? Can you confess to your audience?
I don't sing in the shower, but I do sing in the car.
In the car works the same way. I'm the same way now that I don't have little ones in the car with me.
Yeah. Yeah. Even when I do, my boys just roll their eyes at me. So, because it's usually just somebody like Pink, or, you know, somebody, some girl power song. And
that's right.
I do it in part to embarrass my teenagers. But yes, I do.
That's awesome. I made mine all listen to musicals. They all grew up learning the songs to musicals.
Yes, mine too. And all the Disney's, like, they have such great soundtrack. The Pixar movies have great soundtracks.
Oh, they do. So they just, you know, they're studying these people in the shower. So there they are, you know, scrub-a-dub-dubbing. You're not problem solving. You're just scrubbing. You're singing along. Well, what you're doing, you don't even think about it, is you're creating these new neural pathways that connect the left brain, right brain.
Yeah.
And as you're doing that, new ideas can come to you. Serotonin, as I mentioned, is released. So you get out, you're feeling all scrubby clean, and an idea comes to you. Maybe it's the title of your next chapter in your book, or maybe it's a problem you had at work. A new solution comes to you.
It's so true. Yeah.
It is. They even come out with things that you can write on the tile in the bathroom. Mm-hmm. That's so prevalent that people come up with ideas and you're not thinking to solve the problem. So there's some just really cool connection. The right brain is a lot of things. One thing is that it's very sensitive. Mm-hmm. And it can be damaged and wounded easily. So how many people say, oh, I can't sing? Who told them they couldn't sing? I can't draw. I can't tell you how much I hear that. Oh, I can't draw a stick figure. I can't draw a straight line. Well, I hate to break it to you, but even artists use rulers if we want to make this straight. But that part of our brain does get wounded. And even when we're little, somebody told me as a kindergartner, their paper got ripped up because they were coloring outside the lines. So in third grade, someone says, you want to color? And they say, I can't color. I mean, that's tragic. My 92-year-old mother, who's heard me talk about this for a long time, was coloring with her great-granddaughters recently. She said, Mom, she said, you are so right, Karen. Here I am just doing this for the children. And I found myself relaxing and really enjoying my own page of coloring. And you're right. This works. I said, Mom, why do you think they have adult coloring books, which she doesn't like? She's like, they're too small and detailed. I like the children's books.
They have some
neuro-doodles where people just can just let their hand flow, their wrist flow across the paper and using a marker or a crayon or something and having all these soft lines. I love to go to galleries. And this last month when I went, I couldn't get over every gallery had at least one artist that was doing neuro-doodles and they were showing them. And I was very impressed to see that. So it's definitely a contemporary thing to be looking at what can happen to your brain emotions. And I have some great stories too, if you've got a few more minutes.
I do, but let me jump right in because I think you do so many amazing things with this art. And I want to share, you shared this with me, and I want our listeners to know how they can get access to you and find out more. Getcreativewithkaren.com is the site that you shared. So if you're listening, it'll be in the show notes also. But what can they find on that? Because this is what you're doing. So you found the power of neuroplasticity, the gift of healing with art. And now you do this in a new way than what you initially started out doing. So tell us a little bit about that transition from how you got started to what you're doing now and then what you're doing with people today.
Yeah, my program is called Art as Self-Therapy, Wellness through Creativity, for the very reason you described. One of my sons is ADHD. So watching him trying to work what curriculum worked best for him, what ways we had to bring him home from school, you know, to get the attention that he needed to really do well. You know, oftentimes these young people can feel stupid because they don't think like other people. But of course, he's a musician and a songwriter, and he writes children's books and illustrates them and has a family. I mean, his life is so full and rich. But I know that the arts brought so much healing. I mean, he was always drumming. Everything was a drum since he was a little boy. Well, of course, he's a drummer, you know?
Of course. Yes.
And your listeners can look at their own lives and say, what did I love when I was 5 and 6? Is it still there? Mm-hmm. And for whether you're neurodivergent or not. And I can tell you that in my field, in the arts world, there's a lot of us. There's a lot of us, it seems, to go hand in hand. I haven't seen any statistics that, you know, that people in the arts are more, you know, are more often in that arena. But I do notice, as half my family's left-handed, that there seems to be a lot of lefties in the arts field.
You know, I think if we had these labels, you know, I think Bach, you know, Chopin, like Mozart, they all would have been labeled as neurodivergent. And it's really just your brain works in a particular way that isn't what we have now labeled as standard or traditional. But what is standard and traditional? Like, the norms are constantly changing, and who says that's normal at all? What if we're the normal ones? And, you know, a brain is just such an amazing thing. We don't know what all it can do. So I just so dislike labels. I do have a son that is, you know, does march to the beat of his own drums, talking about drums. And he has such a special story, but you know, he's my special needs son that was born at 12 ounces at 26 weeks and just such a miracle. And the things that he's been able to do with art and how art and music is something that just brings him to life and makes him so happy. The kid literally walks around singing a song, skipping and hopping and doing his own little swagger thing all the time. And he'll get in trouble, or he did get in trouble at school because he couldn't walk from one class to another. He would do spins, and he would like spin, you know, he would do this little thing. just, you know, his own thing. But, you know, music just, it does bring out such a special thing, and it taps into a higher vibration. Mm-hmm. And so does art. And so it creates this, like you said, the serotonin. And so there's so much science behind it. Mm-hmm. But what do you do now? Do you teach art? Do you teach people to teach others art? What is the gift that you are to the world? Because I feel like it's so multi-layered.
Yeah, I kind of asked God that one day. What is my gift? And, you know, I heard it called like a suit. What's your superpower? And it is like you stir up the creative in others. So this gift that we have in our right brain that is there for all of us. And usually because we're trained in so many left brain skills, it's easy to do testing. If it's about memorization, if it's about order, timeliness, it's about problem solving. Those things are very left brain. They're wonderful skills. That's what we get trained up, and they're the only things tested on our SATs that nobody's testing to see how good an artist you sing or singer you are. Right. So those things can often get trivialized at the least. And like I said, the right brain's very sensitive and get wounded easily, but it's our intuitive, imaginative. Even Albert Einstein said that creativity is intelligence, having fun. And so this is a part of our brain, and I want to share that with as many people that can hear me. Find that part of their brain. You know, those few years where the world was shut down, we didn't get to interact the way we needed to. People got brain fog. They got, you know, especially my generation, the older generation, you know, maybe some brain issues. And it's scary, you know, when you think about losing capacity. And this ignites that part of our brain. It does help create these neural connections and makes us even smarter. You know, when I started really investigating with a young man who was being homeschooled by his mom, who was ADHD and dyslexic, feeling stupid, depressed, discouraged, not believing he could ever get through school. And his mom brought him to my studio to take classes from me. And, well, he just took to it right away, like a duck to water. And he was winning awards. I enter my students' work in these youth competitions, and it gave him the confidence to really tackle the things that his mother was bringing to the table to help him overcome those challenges that he was having mentally for his academics. And he was able to graduate from high school just after he won not just first place, but best in show in the largest youth competition in our state.
Wow. Holy moly.
That was so incredible. And his whole family, you know, really enjoyed. And you believe that he took art every year from me.
Yes.
And then tragedy struck. And he had a brain infection that caused a stroke which paralyzed him on the right side of his body. They spent 4 months saving his life, replacing his skull with plastic and trying to teach him to communicate. He couldn't talk. He couldn't walk. They were trying to keep his right hand from curling up. And when he was released from the hospital, they had a walker to drag the right side of him. His mama brought him right back to my studio. I'm like, well, you know, his left hand works. I'm not a trained art therapist. I'm an artist and an art teacher. I said, well, let's do this, you know. And in a very short time, you talk about brain plasticity. He could draw just as well, and he could paint just as well. He started writing with his left hand to the point where I got a call from his neurosurgeon who said, what are you doing with David? Because he's stronger with his weak hand than I am, and I'm a surgeon, and he's getting healing on the right side of his body. And sure enough, it wasn't very long before he was talking and starting to be able to use his right side. And now you look at him. As a grown man, he has a sense of humor. He's not depressed. He talks slower, and he walks a little slower, but you wouldn't look at him and go, that kid's got a plastic skull. He has a life worth living. And of course, just like his neurosurgeon, we're all convinced the arts had a lot to do with that. So just as you've experienced with your son and music and dance, obviously twirling, he loves that movement. There's so many gifts.
Yeah, don't ask him to do a specific dance. It's all freestyle.
That's awesome. I know. It's so beautiful when I see people really come into their giftings, all ages. Yeah. You know, I didn't make them, but I had my moms come to the studio, and I'd say, you're going to take this too. And and discover some true talented people, because it's not too late. I'm telling you, telling your audience, it's never too late. What did you love as a child? You can do it again. We live in the age of the internet. We cut so many opportunities. I teach online. So I teach, besides teaching how to paint, how to draw, I also teach how to find your own creative niche, all things you can do. And if you go to to get that three-part podcast that Karen mentioned, getcreativewithkaren.com, you can find a whole lot more ways to be creative, to utilize that left brain, right brain connection with taking strolls, journaling, cooking, gardening, singing in the shower, in the car, right? So many ways to do it.
I love it.
And I share that with you and share you other ways you can get in touch with me. So I just thank you for this chance to share that with your audience.
Well, I think it's so important. And you can also connect with Karen on her website, which is karendeloachart.com. And again, this will be in the show notes, but just wanted to share this because tapping into and utilizing all the parts of our brain, right? The analytical and the creative side allows us to fully encompass everything that we're designed to be. We're not just 2D beings, right? We are these multidimensional beings with all of this diabolical energy. I say diabolical, that's probably a really bad description. All of this anabolic energy, we're going to call it something good. All of this anabolic energy that's just waiting to be utilized and shared. And when we do that in a way that when we use our art, our creative side, whether that's writing or cooking, anything that is uses imagination and visualization. So you could be writing a book. It could be creating. There's so many things. I don't even want to start listing because we're going to forget something. But I feel like podcasting is another way that we can tap into that creative side, because I get to, and this is one of the reasons why I love podcasting. Not only am I learning, which I love to constantly learn, my husband gets, I think, a little irritated with me because he likes to watch the war movies and hunting shows. And I just want to watch things that I'm learning, documentaries and biographies. And, you know, if I'm not learning, I feel like it's wasted time. But I love that, you know, when I'm doing these podcasts, I can tap into the creative side with the logos and the sounds and, you know, all of the different things. So
absolutely.
This is another way.
Left brain, right brain, because left brain, you've got to be timely. You have to have your scheduling right. You have to have, you know, your equipment and your technology, all of these beautiful, wonderful left brain things. But you're also creating new content, which is the very definition of creativity, is coming up with something from nothing that didn't exist before. And so you are, every time you do this, you are utilizing those beautiful, I call it right brain brilliance, because it's usually less tapped into than it needs to be for all of us. We get so stuck in our left brains at solving problems and, you know, taking care of our lists and everything else that is left brain, that we forget to have the fun to enjoy, you know, even looking at it. And part of the reason social media is so popular with babies and puppies and kittens is because it brings us joy, you know, to see these, you know, beautiful little people or little animals are so much fun. That taps into that to us. And anytime we take time to be in the moment, we can engage left brain, right brain, journaling, taking notes, writing, sketching. You know, I, you know, as a visual artist, I love to help people tap into their visual imagery. I can teach anybody to draw. They can, if you can throw and catch a ball, you can learn to draw.
Love it.
Don't even have to be that
love
accurate.
Love it. So, what is the most common way that for someone that, as you kind of just started to describe, if they haven't tapped into that creative side of themselves for years, let's say they've kind of been stuck in a rut and they're, you know, they're just in that problem solving mode and they're, you know, in the adulthood, which we become adults and where it's like, adulting's not fun, right? I want to go back to being a kid and all the things that, you know, we laugh about this. As kids, we used to hate being told to go eat your snacks, go take a nap, you know, go outside and run, or you just want to go outside and run and play. And now it's like, as an adult, I want you to tell me, like, go to your room, take a nap, go eat your snacks, and, you know, go do your creative art. That's, I would love for someone to just, you know, ground me for the day and tell me, go take a nap, eat your snacks, and go play art.
Yeah.
But how do we as adults get out of that rut of just booking, especially for entrepreneurs? I'm going to say this, maybe I'll speak for myself, I won't throw everybody in, but it's really hard as an entrepreneur, solo business owner. I have assistants, but it's primarily just me. I work at home. So I get up, do my morning routine because I make myself. And then I am literally at my desk working, and it could be 3 a.m. Sorry, not p.m. 3 a.m. in the morning when I look up and all my kids have gone to bed, my husband's gone to bed, and the house got quiet and I got a lot more done. But I'm not, you know, I am tapping into the creative side with all the podcasting stuff, but I'm not stepping aside and making an intention of being, absorbing myself into the creativity and having fun with it. I love what I do. So it doesn't feel like work, but I also would love to be able to find something that's more traditional creativity. So,
well, yeah,
yeah, I have a piano right here. I love music. I played the trumpet. I love to write, and I would love to learn to paint with oil. That would be fun. But how do we find time for that? Prioritize that.
It only takes 20 minutes a day, they said, you know, and something as simple as taking a stroll. You know, and I'm talking about not a Fitbit, count your steps, you know, aerobic walk, which is good for you, obviously. I'm talking about going outside, taking deep breaths, playing the stress or the, you know, whatever off, noticing the sky, noticing the moon, if it's the middle of the night, because I know it's been there, done that, noticing where the moon is tonight, or hearing the owls hoot, or squirrels twittering in the during the day, whatever it is in your neighborhood. Or where you are, just, you know, taking time to breathe and enjoy, take a stroll, maybe with a pet or with a loved one, and just reconnect. My husband and I do it every day. You know, like you, I'm on my computer a lot, and they say you can't spend all this time online without getting up, moving your body, and resting your brains, because it needs it. It needs that chance. That left brain needs to rest and let yourself be and enjoy in the moments. And I ride my bike. I'm a bike rider, but I have to make myself just breathe and notice the sky, notice my surroundings, you know, and I just get, you know, but really look around and be a neighbor. So that's just, it's just good for your soul. You know, that right brain is in touch with your intuitive part of us, to your heart. It's a way to express yourself. And, you know, of course, I've been mentored and I am a mentor. So I say, get classes. I'd love to do classes with you. I love to teach to draw and to paint and work with people to stir up their personal creative giftings, because it's very much habit forming. But it doesn't take long every day. And that's, you know, we're talking about singing in the shower or singing in the car. You're already driving somewhere. You're already washing up. So engaging that right brain is purposeful, but it doesn't have to take a whole lot of time out of your life to start engaging it.
And I love that you just simplified that. So good. So good. So if someone is listening to this and they're like, oh, I want to take lessons, I want to maybe do this for my kids or for my women's group or whatever it is, what is the best place for them to connect with you? Is it on the Get Creative, or is it on the website, or somewhere else?
Well, in both of those places, you can get in touch with me for sure. And I'd love to speak to groups. I love doing workshops, love doing businesses that want to have a break for their people or inspire their people to work at their best levels of creativity and productivity. They go hand in hand. It's just so cool. Because we tend to trivialize maybe these giftings. And I think we got away from them too far in our school systems and in a lot of ways. And I think the pendulum's coming back as people realize too much stress is bad for us, where these things definitely reduce that cortisol. We need some cortisol. We don't need too much, right? We need to get that lower. And the arts do this for us. And, you know, even if it's meeting your friends and going looking at a few galleries in your town, and I'm telling you, even little tiny towns have somebody doing art. I promise you somebody
I love that. Yeah, there's always something. Art.
Her music, you know, my children are all into music, and there's somebody playing music somewhere. If it's not my own family, somebody else's kids. So do it, enjoy it.
And always don't at school too. If you have a school around, there's always something at the schools. So, so good, so good. Well, thank you so much for sharing this. Any final advice or words of wisdom that you would love, or tips that you would love to share with our rock moving community?
Well, I just want to say thank you for your courage and your boldness as you are reaching out to have more understanding on this important topic. And as an artist who's been hurt and had to overcome my own pain and other students, I say have grace for yourself if you're going to try something new. Create your own safe space that is a no criticism zone. Criticism, of course, is left brain, and you can have some things in those sentences that are that come from that left brain that can be like a bully. You can't do that. Yeah. Remember that teacher once said you couldn't draw, you couldn't write, whatever. And, you know, you just say, okay, no, this is a safe space. It's not your turn. It's my right brain turn. And that's one of the things I love to do, is to stir up people's right brain and get them excited and full of joy again, and overcome things that feel like there's no hope, and there is hope. So have grace for yourself and do it. Do it. Yeah. Reach out. Find a mentor. I'm happy to help and would just be delighted to hear from you. So get creative with Karen.com. KarenDeloachArt.com. Let me have your email. I'll contact you, and we can book a call or just talk about what you need. I'd love to.
I love it. Okay. I popped it up on here again, so you have no excuse for not finding it. Get creative with Karen.com. We all need more creativity in our life. And I'm trying to redeem the name Karen. Karen and I are trying to redeem the name Karen. So we're bringing back Karen and making it a positive, supportive thing. That's right. Karen is not a bad name. It's not a cuss word. Stop using it as a cuss word, y'all.
It means pure, right? So where did they come up with a bad name word out of our name? I don't get it.
I don't know. It just baffles me. But I'm just grateful that you are in my life, and that my rock movers get to learn from you. And I'm going to be checking out the podcast, learning different ways that I can integrate this in my life. Because I know the power of, sometimes we have to slow down to do more, or just slow down to go faster. And it's when we magnify and use all of our brain that we really get the best results. So I know personally that this is something I need. I also know that I can tend to get too serious and too into the weeds, because I can, you know, kind of head down, bum up, and just focus on things. And we have seasons. And I'm coming back into the season where I just need more fun, especially coming into the holidays. We just need more fun. So thank you for creating that opportunity, for creating a path, and for helping us move those rocks with creativity and fun and just such a lightheartedness. You are such a light in the world. So I am so grateful for you, Karen. Thank you so much for being on our show and for pouring into these lives. And rock movers, we know that you're hearing this and your head's probably spinning on all the different ways that you want to be creative. So be sure to connect with Karen and know that rocks are going to come. You're going to get to move them. Just know that you don't have to move them by yourself. We're so grateful for you, and we will see you on the next episode. Wow, wasn't today's guest amazing? I hope that you enjoyed them as much as I did. And I hope that you got something super valuable. So just for being here, I want to gift you free access to my Reclaim Your Confidence course. It's a mini course, short 5 modules. It's impactful, yet it's not super heavy. So use VIP2024 as a code to get free access to this course just for showing up and listening to this entire episode. And I also want to know, what are you getting from this? What would you like to see? What are future episodes? Who do we need to be talking to? Who has some amazing rocks that they want to share? And that's by sharing, commenting, and subscribing to The Rock Movers, and then following me over on social media. We want to stay connected. We want to be a part of your world. And I want to invite you to be a part of mine. If you'd like to book a call, go a little bit deeper into some of these topics, you can find a link to book that call on CoachKarenGray.com. You're always invited to join me there. And I can't wait to dive into deeper conversations with you. That's my way of giving back and saying thank you for being a part of our rock moving community. Until the next episode, or until we jump on the call, have a great day and keep moving those rocks.